What's up, guys? Let's have a hypothetical. Truck Driver 101, sponsored by truckdriverbooks.com. Let's have a hypothetical. Let's hypothetically say a truck driver, shockingly, once upon a time, possibly bought a house. Then later over time was able to buy a small building with about 5 units in it. Then bought another one with about 6 units in it. Now, these buildings he might have bought cheap, you know, really, really low price. So he's got to spend most of the money he's making and all his loan money on building the properties up. But let's say 10 years goes by and he's finally making some headway. He's finally making a couple dollars on them properties. Now, foolishly, he goes to work and he decides to brag about this to the boss. Now, the boss, he doesn't understand why this is a bad idea, but I'm going to break it down for him, right? So you brag about that information to your supervisor. Your supervisor looks at that and he goes, damn, I got cuts coming up. I got to cut somebody, but I don't want to lose none of my drivers because, you know, freight might pick back up and I got some really good drivers. Who should I cut? Should I cut Jim with the family? No, but Jim might have his own hustle even getting better than yours. But Jim didn't run around bragging about his shit. So eventually when he goes to everybody, he remembers you bragging about your shit. So he goes, you know what? I'm not going to cut Jim. I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut you deep. So I'm going to cut you deep, real deep, just low above what you're making off your rental properties that you couldn't keep your mouth shut about. So you end up losing that money. Now you go to the boss and you talk to the people and they don't want to lose you, but they can't afford to pay you. And they know that you also said things such as, this place is like my family. I love working here. You also said, you know, I love being here. And you even, you know, you love being here. And you would joke that you would work here for free. Complete joke, by the way. But that joke may have been taken more seriously than you thought. So anyway, long story short, let's say hypothetical man leaves the company and ends up very disappointed and just mad that they treated him that way and not understanding what happened. Later, the company does pick up and they do call you back, but you decide not to go back because, you know what, you don't want to deal with their bullshit. Then at your new company, you get to bragging again about your rental property. And again, some shit happens. You get into an argument with somebody and the boss needs to make a cut because he's like, well, you know, this argument was too intense, too too many hurtful things were said. Well, I got to suspend somebody. At least I got to make a cut here. I got to suspend somebody. I got to hurt somebody a little bit. So I'm going to suspend hypothetical man, you know, because hypothetical man does have rental properties. He brags about them. That's how he got into his argument, because jealous man, you know, is always telling everything about these properties that he brags about. So, you know what? I'm going to punish him. So you go home. And again, you can't figure out why. And let's say the next time somebody asks you about buying a rental property, you say you lost all your rental properties. And, you know, I don't have any more real estate. You know, life struggle, man. And, you know, things just didn't go right. Fuck. Then all of a sudden, your boss has a situation come up where they need to give some extra runs to go out, some higher paying runs. And then all of a sudden he comes and he gives you the run. And you're like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. He suspended me before, but now he giving me a run? That doesn't make sense. I'm lost. What? And then you might start putting two and two together. Somebody might have brought it up to you that the reason all this happens is because you, one, opened your mouth about the right thing, not the wrong thing. Right. Had you not bragged about your income, you probably still have two jobs right now. Right. You know what I'm saying? Versus one job. And the reason I bring all this up is obviously this is not a hypothetical, but we're going to keep it hypothetical because I'm explaining something to someone in my family, because this family member didn't understand why they were laid off after telling the supervisor they worked here and they were like family and blah, blah, blah. When you give people, when you say I do anything but work for money, yeah, people going to test you. They're going to put you to the test. It's low risk for them because they know that you have other sources of income and you most likely won't leave. So this family person, this hypothetical person, may have absorbed every layoff that this company has needed to give out and can't figure out why. and doesn't understand that the reason they've absorbed all these layoffs is for one reason and one reason only, because they can't keep their fucking mouth shut. So the moral of this story is, don't go telling people your business, because everything you tell about your business can later be used against you. So I just figured I'd give that example. Thank you. Truckdriver101.com. Some of y'all need to understand, keep your fucking mouth shut. As old rapper once said, Brother Big Mike said it best, your business and another bitch's business ain't your business, and our business ain't show business. You know what I'm saying?